Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Queen's University is in the leafy heart of South Belfast. During the war, an avenue of wooden hospital huts was erected in the grounds here between the university and Botanic Gardens. This was one of many hospitals quickly established to deal with mounting casualties from the front. Dr. Tim Bowman of the University of Kent explains how the local community rallied together in a time of need.
I'm just at the entrance to Botanic Gardens today at the back of Queen's University, and I have with me a map which shows me the Ulster Volunteer Force Hospital as it was in 1917. And it's rather confusing to work out the layout of it back then, because of course the Queen's site itself has developed so much. World War is very much brought to Belfast by the experience of the wounded soldiers here, because they're coming from all the fighting fronts. It's not just men that have been wounded in France. We've got a number from Gallipoli, some from Salonika, and as the war goes on, increasing numbers from the Middle East. So that very much gives the sense that this is not just a war that's being fought in France and Belgium. And with the outbreak of war, the UVF makes an offer to the War Office in November 1914 to furnish a complete hospital, and the War Office takes that up, and then it's developed originally in the Exhibition Hall in Botanic Gardens, but over the course of 1915, 16, 17, we get a large number of huts that are put up in the grounds of Queen's University. And this nestled in the area that will, I'm sure, be familiar to many people, which is just between the Ulster Museum and the Whitla Hall building. The Whitla Hall wasn't there in the First World War. So I'm looking at a series of photographs here that are included in a report about the hospitals that's published in 1917. And the first one we have is the Abercorn Wing. And this is a wooden hut, essentially, but a very large one. And it seems to have been finished off to quite a high standard, because we have a wooden turret built up in it, which seems to blend in very much with some of the design from Lanyon's building, the original part of Queen's University. In front of it here, we have two motor ambulances, and they were donated to the hospital by two Belfast firms. There are other elements of a voluntary effort. A number of doctors have volunteered their services. A lot of women have trained as nurses at a less skilled level, perhaps, but still giving up a lot of their time. Our local barbers in Belfast give up their half-day holiday during the week to come in and look after the patients, to shave them and to cut their hair. And there's also a bakery developed with a lot of voluntary help at the Belfast Technical Institute. So a great deal of charitable enterprise is involved in the hospital. I suppose when you're thinking about the First World War, it's often talked about as the first total war, and what we get with these charitable endeavours is the sort of slow realisation by the government that this isn't like previous wars, that there's going to have to be major state commitment to ex-servicemen and ex-servicemen as a whole. So what we're getting at the start of the war is the same sort of things that we had at the time of the South African War, where it was thought that ex-servicemen could be left to charitable trusts. So really, in the terms of total war, we're getting a very definite sense that the things have changed in that way. Those that are treated by the UVF hospitals are not purely pre-war UVF members or those who were serving with Ulster Division. I think that's a point that it's worth emphasising. The War Office comes up with a solution to the problems of soldiers who are resident in Ulster and have lost a limb by saying that they must all come to the UVF hospital here to have limbs made for them, tailor-made for them, in the workshop, the so-called limbless workshop, which employs three men full-time, and where they will get a proper tailored fitting, as opposed to having to go to Dublin or to London to have that done. Post-war elements of the Ulster Volunteer Force Hospital keep running for some time. The wooden hutted element that's here at Queen's University is gradually handed over to, or handed back rather, to the university in a slow process running up to 1926, when the last section is handed over. But parts of the hospitals remain. Craig Alvin that had been converted for shell-shocked soldiers, remains essentially as an ex-serviceman's home right up to the 1980s, and then is reconfigured as the Somme nursing home. It moves site, changes its name, but still fulfills that duty as a charitable trust of looking after ex-servicemen who, of course, have been wounded in later conflicts.
Queen's University, Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.